You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM, Wausau's very own community station. Conversation digest up in just a few moments on WNRBLP Wausau. This is WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM, your station in the community that is Wausau. We're Conversation Digest, the gateway to the weekend. Without us, the gateway being the gateway to the weekend, if we're not here, Saturday and Sunday do in fact happen. They're just not the same. We're also the truth sayers and the station, the program, that provides informational programming for you, the community of Wausau. I'm Hauptmann, and Kinespi is here this evening, as well as the Ziffelman. We've got a huge show ahead of you, a huge program with some announcements and some issues that I would like to go into about some unnecessary attacks aimed at our program. All that and much, much more on Conversation Digest. All right, that, and we've got what we saw on the way to the studio in about 9 minutes that has replaced the fractional history feature that we had for 2 years, and then we also had a short-lived feature called Star Trek that is dead in the water, thinking about converting that into a video project, but that'll be after we do other projects, like the program we have right now. Kinespi, how are you this evening?
I am doing fine.
The Ziffelman. I'm excellent. Ziffelman, what are you up to and how are you? And what do we have on slate for Ziffelman's Corner?
I'm doing great. And the first hour's Ziffelman's Corner will be about the IRS man or the guy going airplane on the IRS. And then the second hour's Ziffelman's Corner will be about Fox show and obvious other things. So,
all right. I'm assuming you mean Family Guy.
Yes.
All right. Not Fox News, but Fox, the channel, the cartoon channel. You know, we call the Cartoon Network the Cartoon Network, but really Fox is the cartoon channel. We've got headline news on the way in just a few moments. The big stories, what's happening in America, what's happening in your neighborhood, Where are we at with what's going on in America besides my yard or Kinespi's yard or the Ziffelman's
yard. My yard is a nice yard.
You don't shovel your snow. You don't.
No.
And you certainly don't mow the lawn. I barely do those things myself. If you want a phone call, We'll give you the go-ahead in just a few moments when that phone line is open. We'll give you the phone number, but first we'll say phone lines are open.
That's are they open?
Not yet. We'll do that after headline news and after what we saw on the way to the studio. And then we'll get into a hard-hitting discussion about bloggers and what they represent in America and globally. What they represent to those who are just trying to do whatever it is they do at a quality level. And we saw that happen this past week, and it was unnecessary and just not fair.
Yeah, it was kind of awful. Very awful. You already said unnecessary.
Well, it was very unnecessary. Very unnecessary, and it was a besmirchment of Conversation Digest. Well, he changed that name.
At least a couple times.
Okay. See, they do this to me every time. I can't even get into my news story for the evening.
Why? What's going on?
Well, the website's blocked. Can you bypass that by any chance?
I can try.
And there is an announcement about the live stream situation that we really can't get into. But I will say there is an announcement pending within the next week or two, hopefully.
Well, actually, currently right now, since there are some things messed up, if you go to FamousAshtray.com and the link right on there, we are live streaming right now.
Okay, so if they want to listen to us from Bolivia or Peru or Siberia or Chicago or anywhere in between, or just Wausau, Wisconsin, Merrill, Wisconsin, Gleason, or Milwaukee, Wisconsin, just go to, if you would like to, FamousAshtray.com, and there is a link for the current live stream of the programming that is up right now. And that is not the live stream that has been up. That is a pseudo
one I just
setup.
Made just for now.
It's just a emergency situation. If you're driving out of Wausau and into the other portions of Wisconsin and you want to listen to Conversation Digest, you don't worry about that signal fading. Don't worry. Don't get an ulcer over that signal fading. You can hear us for the remainder of the two-hour program up through 9 o'clock on that. And they can do that on their phones, usually, if they have my kind of phone. They can do that, am I right?
Yeah, mine too.
Or if you have a laptop in your car, just don't do the text messaging on the phone or the text messaging on the computer, which really isn't texting at that point. It's just doing emails. But you can set up that website, FamousAshtray.com, if you'd like, and listen to the live stream right then, right there, on the roads of America, on the highways and the byways. Headline news, as soon as we get past this barrier, I'm not sure if it's the subject matter because, hey, I'm not the one that said it. It was Elton John that said it, not me. Elton John's the one that said it.
Mr. Elton John. Where is it? What'd you do? Go back to that one website. No, that one. Type in that one. No.
Well, I don't know what's going on with computers.
Right here. Right in that box.
Actually,
that'll get you going.
I really kind of wanted to just get into my email is what I wanted to do.
You might have to go through that. Why do we even have that up here?
What do I say?
Yes. There we go.
All right. Well, first of all, if you're concerned as an American citizen about all the cash that's being spent in America, as we usually do on Conversation Digest, we do humor. We do comedy, but the politics, the money involved in politics, you need to be upset about this. Whether you're a liberal Democrat or a conservative Republican or a blue dog Democrat, or if you're an agnostic political analyst and don't care. And I'm not talking about being an agnostic with religion. I'm talking about not caring or having a decision about which party you are part of in America. There are only two major parties. The third parties have been laughed down. Is it time for a third party? I don't know. Maybe that's a discussion we need to have sooner or later in Conversation Digest. But the truth is, the money being spent in America is being spent at such an outrageous level, it's about time that each of you decides whether or not it's time to be angry. And my decision
is...
Is
that what you're looking for?
Yes, that is what I'm looking for. Thank you, Kinospi.
You is a welcome.
And I would love to come in here on a Friday evening after having a fish fry... But the truth of the matter is, I can no longer afford fish fries. Unemployment is at an all-time high, aside from the Great Depression. It's not at 10%, let's be honest here. Kinespi, do you buy that story? 10% unemployment?
It sounds like a little bit of lying.
But in an age where we are hearing lies from the mass media and from our presidential leaders, meaning the president himself and then also his cabinet, the presidential leaders, we see a GM chief making $9 million through the pay package. And every American is upset about some way that American money is being spent and over-manufactured so that the dollar is devalued. Let's be honest here. The dollar is not worth what it used to be. But I've heard plenty of people complaining. Hard-working Americans, middle-class citizens, blue-collar employees, or lower-paid white-collar employees complaining about the benefits, the pay increases of CEOs across America. And maybe that is disheartening. I'd rather see them get the money than a politician like Dave Obie.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up with all that.
But now I hear that GM, which is heavily staked into by the federal government, decides to give a $9 million pay package to the chief executive of General Motors. His name is Ed Whitaker.
Is that just for them getting bonuses now?
I don't know. I'll just read this real quick here. I just perused this short article right before we got into the studio when we were still at my location.
Ooh, you almost said the name of it.
Hauptmann Headquarters. And, uh-oh, well, we got to stop right here, right now. We don't delay with our features. We don't delay with the portions of the program. We have a strict guideline for our program. It's a strict guideline. Oh, it's in my Gmail. We'll do this story about the GM executive getting a big-time pay package. And my biggest complaint is because the federal government that keeps on talking about transparency and we got to watch how we spend our money. They hand a big package of cash to a CEO that probably doesn't deserve it. All that and much, much more on Conversation Digest in just a few moments. It's not the Grand... What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio. Each and every Friday, Conversation Digest, 12 after the hour, we do a feature tonight. It is what we saw on the way to the studio. Picking up speed as a part of the show.
This one is just destroying every other feature that we have.
We've gotten good feedback. So what we saw on the way to the studio, we were driving the highways and the byways. That is the side streets of Wausau, Wisconsin, where I happen to live. And I have issues with my neighbors, but God bless them. They obviously have issues with me. What I saw on the way to the studio, I won't say what street it was. I won't say what part of town it was. But suffice to say, it was on the way to the studio.
Was it?
Yes, I saw some clown jogging with his dog, which is an epically important thing to do. Get the dog some exercise. By the way, there's an update on Willa Pop later on with her health issues, but that's another time for another portion of the show. What I saw on the way to the studio, I saw a guy dressed in his wind pants. At least I think that's what he was wearing.
Whatever. It's just his billowy legs.
I'm not too concerned about it. And he's driving along, and he's a cool guy, apparently, because, you know, every 5 seconds he goes by a different car. It's a side street with cars parked on the side street. You've got these side streets with cars parked on them. And he decides to tap each car he goes by as he's jogging along and just waits to see if a car alarm goes off. And this is what this guy does. I see him do it. We slowed down for a few moments here to watch this clown. And sir, if you're listening right now via your iPod or whatever, I think he can do that, can't he?
Maybe more so an iPhone.
Okay, shame on you, sir. And I saw you, perhaps I should say I heard you, only get a few receptions. Sounds emanating from the vehicles because you tap the car and you get a car alarm. The dog's just going ballistic. The dog has no idea how to respond to this jerk that's running him along or her along.
That was the most barking I've seen in a long time.
And can you blame the dog?
Not really, not at all.
Sir, the dog has reception to sound that you wouldn't understand. The dog responds to it because it probably hurts its ears. Plus, the neighbors of all these other people who live in the neighborhood, they probably really appreciate the car honking and the car alarm. Don't tap the cars to get the reaction from the car. Don't do it. Can I ask me what you see on the way to the studio?
I saw some jerk in a minivan that must have shot the back window out of the car.
Well, we don't know.
I'm assuming he had a shotgun and just said, I hate this window, and then just blasted
out. He might
out.
Be a listener.
Well, I hope he is.
But if he is a listener and he's listening to his car radio, he can't hear very well because the whistling of the wind going through his vehicle, right?
And that kind sir, he had plastic all over that back window. And if he tries to shoot that again, it's not going to break as good.
No.
It's just going to rip right through and make a little
plastic
hole.
Was somewhat weak and probably was a Prangue bag stretched to the max just to wrap the all-encompassing rear portion
wow.
of the vehicle.
That was a flashback.
Yes, it was. I could have said Montgomery Ward, but I did not go there. Ziffman, what we have you see, that is, what did you see on the way to the studio?
Well, we were just about to make a turn onto a certain side street, and there were several young, urchins.
Don't say whippersnapper.
They barely even let us get by before they jumped onto the street. One of them could have possibly even brushed the bumper.
Yikes.
So obviously we saw a jerk with a car alarm and a doggy making sounds because it heard sounds, Knuspy's window situation, and the Ziffelman's children that were jerks. The children of the jerks.
That's like children
you saw
of the
kids.
Corn,
but you
more
saw the
jerkies.
Kids. That's what we all saw on the way to the studio each and every Friday. Probably a fixture at 7:12 after the hour. I'm assuming it seems like a good spot for it. I'll be honest with you.
Aren't we going to test out a second new feature?
Yeah, we'll do that at 12 after the hour next hour. Until 9 o'clock, we'll be on the air tonight. We'll test out that second feature. We'll wait for a response from our listeners. What we're trying to arrange is possibly getting an online brain poll. An actual, real online brain poll that kind of tests the waters for certain issues. Like, should we bring Star Trek back? I would love to have that poll. We'll give the responses and the percentages for the answers. Give them like 3 or 4 options. Or really be jerks and give them like 10 options for each question we give them. Conversation Digest, phone lines are open. That phone
What's
number,
that phone?
Oh. Well, and it changed. Yeah. You know, I won't even give the one we used to give.
What's
it was my
one?
Preference. Because
Doesn't the new one have an extension?
It has an extension, and yes,
that
you will have
helps,
to do more work.
That helps remembering.
And it right. In an age of technology, we already have short attention spans. Now we have to give them 3 more numbers, but that's okay. Here's your phone number. Phone lines are open, 842-8390.
Extension?
210. 842-8390. Extension 210.
The Ziffelman will be ready to take your phone calls.
And when you please, he acts as our official call screener. That's his privilege and his duty. Am I right, Ziffelman? Do you accept the job? Do you expect to do this?
Yes, I accept this privilege
All right. Humbly. Okay, I appreciate it. So does Knuspy, and so do yourself. So does yourself. Or so help you the good Lord. 842-8390 extension 210. However, if you are traveling abroad, listening somewhere out there in America, the highways and the byways, the snowscape America, there could be. 715-842-8390 extension 210. At that point, they will have to dial how many numbers just to get a hold of us? 13, but that's the way she goes.
That's a lot of numbers.
It's the way of the road, America. That's the way of the road. Headline news. This is from The Sun.
Which is based in...
Britain.
Great Britain.
Elton John believes that Jesus was a gay lord. Elton John, already you're proving you're a freakishly ugly man. I can say that because he offends me as... It's something that shouldn't be said. There is no substantiated evidence to
Side
prove
note,
this.
I think Elton John is the only person that has more sunglasses than Paul Schaefer.
Oh, well...
Probably because he had Benny and the Jets helping him.
The audacity of this man to say this, and if it was any other religion, Elton John would be in trouble for this. But because it's a Christian icon, like Jesus himself, the liberal media doesn't care. And this is a proven point. This is a fact. This is the way that it goes in America. You can pick on Christians, and sometimes you can pick on Jewish people, and I will get angry. I'll get angry responders, but this is the truth. I've seen this on many occasions, more than I can ever account for.
Why do they have the picture of Jesus with him kind of glancing downwards?
I don't know. Oh, Jesus? It was just one picture taken. I don't know why. Jesus was gay according to the Gospel of Sir Elton John. really, this isn't headline news. This is more like headline what gets Houtman angry. The absurdity of the statement, the singer makes his controversial claim about the Lord in a new U.S. interview that will enrage America's Bible Belt. It won't just be America's Bible Belt, by all means, sir or madam that wrote this from the Sun. Elton, 62, declares as he pours out his heart to a magazine, I think Jesus was a gay, compassionate, super intelligent gay man who understood human problems. He adds, Jesus wanted us to be loving and forgiving. I don't know what makes people so cruel. Try being a gay woman in the Middle East. You're as dead as dead.
Good as dead.
Okay. Well, by the way, Sir Elton, try being a woman in the Middle East. Whether you're straight or gay, try being a woman in the Middle East. Am I right? There are not equal rights in the Middle East for women.
Oh, not at all.
They're far behind where America is at as far as equal rights are concerned. And for him to say that the gay women are singled out in the Middle East, you're overextending the issue here, sir. You should be focusing on the rights of all women in the Middle East. Don't alienate the straight women in this situation, Elton John. He continues in the same interview to describe how he and David Furnish, 47, now his husband, first got together. See, and this isn't really the part of this story that I care about. I'm not sure I care about his... That's his business. That's his business about his private life. But first he talks about Jesus in this manner. And whether you're a Muslim or a Buddhist or anything in between, a Scientologist, isn't there supposed to be some sort of sensitivity in a nation that provides religious freedom?
Why would there? That's why everyone can get away with saying junk like that or anything.
It is absolute junk. For Elton John to say that, to suspect that Jesus was...
He's smiling, though.
...like that.
That has nothing to do with anything.
No. Elton John, shame on you. Not only was Crocodile Rock just a catchy pop song that just irritates the heck out of me today, your politics are all messed up because you think that only everyone should think the way you think. I wanted to be in a good mood tonight. I've got the weekend off. In fact, I've got a lot of days off. Because I cannot get... Well, I'm not going to get into it. Let's just put it this way. America's a dump right now. I'm going to get some angry callers. Zifflin, we got any callers? 842-8390, extension 210. What do you think about this assumption, this claim that Jesus was somehow proven to be homosexual by Sir Elton John? Can we say this on the air on a community... Of course we can.
I don't know. We've said a lot worse on the air.
We have said a lot worse. And that's the... That's the glory and the beauty of WNRBLP. They let us do these things. We've gotten a wonderful response from the community, which gets us into a heavy-hearted discussion right now, one without much brains on the accusing side. This is the blogger issue, Kinespe, that we decided to talk about tonight, and the Ziffelman is obviously fully aware of this. We're done with the Elton John discussion. Am I right? Is there anywhere else to go with this?
No, that's kind of straightforward.
If he said this about... Muhammad, can you imagine what would happen?
Someone would get dead.
If he said it about Buddha, a Buddha, the Buddha, what would happen? The liberal media would have a fit. They would have a field day with the story. I'm just proving out the double standard that we live with in America. I don't like it. No one should like it, but we put up with it, apparently.
Well, everyone doesn't like it. They hate it.
So the real heavy-hearted issue right now, aside from what Elton John said... while holding hands and giggling with his husband. That's fine. That's his prerogative. I have no problem with it. God bless everyone. The real heavy-hearted issue, the real sensitive issue right now is what a couple of bloggers did to us. And we invited them to come on the air, didn't we? We extended the invitations.
They didn't even mention that. They shot it down without even saying anything.
It was on a blog site in the WAS area. I'm not going to say... They had nothing to do with it. The blog site had nothing to do with it.
It just exists.
It's a respectful blog site. People of all politics,
people
of all
religions...
People
seem to like it.
They have no problem with it. They go there. We have a post on there summarizing what happened on our show. And it's a lighthearted blog site. And I don't care what your political affiliation. It's a good place to go.
The way we write it is if... This show is a person.
Yes.
And just saying outlandish things. Maybe a little advertising that maybe. Like, oh, they're like this? Let's go check them out. Woohoo!
So after last Friday's program where we interviewed, I won't even say who it was. It doesn't, at this point, the primary election's over. It doesn't matter who it was. Well, Matthew Sahm. That's who it was. That's no bearing on really what happened here, you know, for the third city The third city in Wausau. The third district city council election, the primary election, we interviewed Matthew Sahn. And by the way, we opened up that discussion by saying we'll interview anybody going for city council. And any question we posed to Matthew Sahn would have been posed to anyone running for that election. It would have been complete equality and equity in those interviews. We only had one response, and that was from Matthew Sahn. We interviewed him fairly. We didn't dig up dirt. We just asked him questions like, why should we vote for you if we're a third district city? If we're in the third district.
Yeah, just
and
the third
if
district.
We live there, Matthew Sahn, why should we vote for you for the primary election? And if you win, why would we vote for you in the general election? That's the question. That's the type of question. We asked him about the third, the 11th district candidate that jumped out of the race because she cited various issues in her life that make the way of doing the show, the job, I should say, and then she got back in. That was a question I thought was very legitimate. It kind of related back to her commitment to the job. Everyone should be asked a question like that. It's a fast-paced world. Do you have time for your job? So anyway, at the end of all this, we posted under the heading of Conversation Digest a post. What would you call it? A blog post? Would you call it that?
Yeah, it was a blog post, definitely.
It was a show summarization of Conversation Digest.
We do it every week, or at least for the last 3 weeks.
There was a line on that post which related to not holding back. It was just a tongue-in-cheek response to the interview, saying we didn't hold back with Matthew Sahn.
If you did read the entire post, that it was all, it's humorous, it's very humorous, and it taking anything in that blog and saying that it's credible facts, I don't know, you got some problem with you then.
Well, the next day after this posting was made, and after the program, of course, on Saturday, I think we got together that day. We were talking about things. Maybe it was even that night. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I think it was the next day.
Okay, it was the next day. And we went to the blog site, that is, individually. But we check on that for responses, and so we can gauge the responses, how people like the show, how they like the summary, what they think about Conversation Digest. We like to hear feedback. Like,
oh,
from
very
people
much
like
so.
Mary over on the west side.
It's amazing to hear feedback, whether it's positive or negative.
And this was very much negative.
Oh, yeah.
There are blog posters who officially attacked us, claimed that we did not give a good interview, that we didn't dig up enough dirt on the candidate, and that we should have gone for the throat. Really, they were saying, go for the throat next time. That we gave a biased interview.
I don't know why they had a problem if they said such a problem. We invited people to call in.
And the real problem in the end was that they said that we should utilize their blog posts as the information, the be-all, end-all information for the city council election. That if we didn't, in fact, read their posts and almost have them memorized from the way they described it, that if we didn't know every word, that we didn't know exactly where they stood as bloggers pertaining to the issues that dealt with the city council election, that we are not legitimate broadcasters, that we should not give interviews. And I said we both said, Knespe and I both responded in the Conversation Digest blog post, that sirs, there were two of them, we will not mention their screen names. I will at least be respectful enough to do that, to omit their names. It doesn't matter. But they accused us of doing all this, of giving an unfairly biased interview. And we responded by saying, by all means, call us up on Friday, Conversation Digest, 7 to 9. We'll give the number right now. In fact, we're reinforcing our statements.
Yeah, give us a call.
842-8390-210. You're one of the two gentlemen. Go ahead and call us. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us why you said what you said. You besmirched us. Oh, I hope this isn't overly negative. For those fans out there, I don't want to be overly negative. But who likes to be unfairly attacked?
No one, I wouldn't think.
The statement line from us for the show is that it's comedy and it's politics and it's community information. It's global information. We'll read you what our statement is about our program. Conversation Digest with Hauptmann, Knespe, and the Ziffelman. We discuss current topics in Wausau, America, and beyond with hard-hitting ideas and factual information, bringing common sense to the common person, part politics, part comedy, and complete entertainment. We're not going to you as a listener and giving information that is supposedly and 100% factual. We do give factual statements pertaining to stories. We read the articles. We give statistical analysis. But we've never said that we're going to attack a citizen that is going for a position in the local arena that we would dig up dirt and muck rake as one of those bloggers that we should do. And we never criticized muck raking, did we?
No.
Which isn't even a good term to use. But suffice to say, and we're going to go to a commercial break in about 30 seconds here, if you're one of the two gentlemen, using the term loosely, that went after us on the blog post, as you claim you listen to the program on a regular basis just by saying you know what we say, by saying that you know exactly how we do our program, you should call us, because I would like to have you come on the air. We can talk, we can settle things. This is great radio. Isn't this good radio? Is this what we look for discourse in America?
I would hope so. If we don't have that, what do we have?
Because the hard feelings that obviously were there, and obviously the post blogs...
They had more of a problem than we did.
They went after the candidate, they went after us. We're not running for city council. I didn't have that big of a problem with it. I just want to clear the air, and I want to say to the gentleman, really no hard feelings if, in fact, we talk about this, but if you listen to the program like you say you do... Then you should call in.
I'm
we
not
can
sure
talk
if they
about
said
things.
They did
I
listen.
Also invited them to get a program on WNRBLP.
They didn't respond
they
to
didn't,
that either.
They declined. So we'll talk more about this and much, much more. We've got another hour and a half of hard-hitting, verbal extravaganza-esque information. We're the gateway to the weekend, WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest.
Good evening, and welcome to Coroner's Kitchen Restaurant, the United States' first morgue-themed restaurant. Come sit on the coroner's stool and eat on a table that is essentially a metal cart. Our waiters and waitresses are dressed up as coroner assistants, with you being the coroner, dissecting food to be eaten. See if you can find out how your food was killed, and if you can, you get your meal free. Please, real coroners are not allowed for monetary purposes. Bring your kids and have them learn about the food chain. And be sure to let them know they are in the middle of the food chain. Especially if you leave them outside unattended. If you can't eat all your food in one sitting, we can prepare your food in our patented body bag for you to bring home and finish. Goth kids will not be allowed in. This is a family restaurant. Also, no emo kids allowed in here either. We don't want any wrist slits here. We are a clean restaurant, with no need for visits from the health inspector. We are found in the restaurant district, right next to Colonel Chad's Grizzled Fish Fry
Fry.
Come on down and add to the body count.
Hello, home surgery enthusiasts. Whip out your chainsaws, scalpels, tourniquets, and a dirty bar of soap. Have you ever dreamed of performing open-heart surgery in your basement? Do you want to splice squirrel heads onto the area where there once used to be a hand? It is a complete set of surgery materials. Latex gloves, scalpels, retractors, surgical saws, mad scientist coat, surgical thread, surgical glue, scalpels, clamps, bloodletting tools, surgical waste recycling tumbler, scalpels, and everyone's favorite, the leech. It all comes priced for you in 20 easy payments of $39.95 plus tax, and that's not all. The updated book contains multiple techniques and how to perform complete sex change operations on the homeless. Surprise them when they wake up and their gender has been reassigned. Won't they be surprised? Call within the next 30 minutes and get the new nerve bonding kit. Have you ever accidentally cut off a finger? Only to connect it back to your body and find out it's completely numb? Well, not anymore. Thanks to the patented nerve bonding glue, you will get that feeling back in no time. So pick up a phone with that jittery squirrel hand and order. call us at 1-888-555-0420 and order the Home Surgery Enthusiast Starter Kit now. You'll be glad you did, because if it's sliced off that easily, there's no reason to keep it.
You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM. Conversation Digest has hit the airwaves. We're on until 9 o'clock tonight. We're back into the duty of 2 hours. Diligence of 2 hours on Friday radio programming to get your weekend started off the right way. The NFL season is over, but the Olympics are on. I love the NFL, but I hate the Olympics. Knuspy loves the Olympics, but he hates the NFL. What is going on here,
Knuspy? Aren't we such an odd couple?
Evidently. And by that, he means friends and co-radio people.
Hello, home
soon. Okay. I thought that was over there.
I don't know what's going on with that. I think it's broke.
Oh.
Okay. Don't worry. Is this the one? No, it's not the one you wanted to go
to. So before the break, we were talking about the bloggers. And it's an issue that has...
Did you want this link then?
Sure.
This one?
Yes.
Or this
No. Just the music ones. And
I already got
TV.
That one up.
Okay, and the one before it. The one above it. Oh, by the way, 842-8390, extension 210, 842-8390, extension 210, to call in and make a verbal contribution to the show that gets the weekend started the right way.
Contribute.
Unless you work Friday night, but hey, pick us up on the airwaves, on the radio, or otherwise... If you would like to, famousashtray.com, which is a website that Knuspy has so hospitably designed himself. And he puts a link up there.
Whatever one you want
to
play now.
And that's where we have our link to the program right now. And in a week or two, we anticipate having a big-time announcement about a live stream situation that we really can't go into right now. But rest assured, it's something that you should be hearing about.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the music. I don't see it on there.
There was another tab.
Oh. But rest assured, yes. Well, rest assured, you'll be happy about it. If you're a fan of WNRBLP, let's just throw out the window. Let's throw out the window whether or not you're a fan of this program.
What's going on?
And if you're listening to the program, it doesn't matter if you don't like the program you're listening right now. There must be some part of you right now. Maybe
that's not playing very well.
Okay, well, then we'll bypass that. Let's just get some hard-rocking accordion music on your phone.
I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
We'll do it. Or something. I just need something to cheer me up here. So I want to wrap up this discussion real quick here, because I want to get into stuff that can cheer all of us up. It's the weekend. It is the freaking weekend, and we're about to have some
freaking
fun.
Freaking weekend?
We got to have some fun.
Fun time
and
is
it's Hauptmann
upon us.
And Knuspy and the Ziffelman all in the studio, WNRBLP. And we're having some fun. Conversation Digest. And if you would like to go to our website...
Where do they have to go to find that?
FamousAshtray.com. All one word. FamousAshtray.com. All one word. We have archived...
Well, no. FamousAshtray is one word. And then .com.
Well, they know what I mean. The listening audience always knows what I mean. Yeah, I well,
okay.
That was a faux pas. I didn't mean to do that. So.
I completely understand.
So just to wrap up the discussion, didn't want to do a whole program because these two gentlemen, and I use that term by fibbing to you, because the way they behave, they could be the nicest guys in the world outside of their blog posts, but within the confines of their blog posting, they are very inconsiderate and make false accusations about our validity as interviewers. I was the only one that interviewed that night. That's the way we set it up. I wrote the questions up. I did the interview. I've done radio before. I used to make a part-time living out of it. I'm not a rookie to the industry. That is, I am not a rookie to radio. But I've never, ever claimed to be an expert interviewer. Have I
It sounded
ever
quite good.
Made a claim to be an expert interviewer.
It sounded like a great interview. It went well.
If these gentlemen want expert interviewers, they should go to Fox News, MSNBC, Katie Couric, and say, we expect you to be expert interviewers, unbiased, and have them change. Because no one, I mean no one, does biased news coverage or biased interviews quite like Fox News or MSNBC or CNN, Headline News, or any of the above. I tend to like Fox News much, much more than the other ones. I tend to sway far to the right. Knuspy. I'm conservative. I say we take a conservative approach, but I'm not going to say that, though, because we're not all that conservative. I don't think. We don't know. Knuspy, you don't like to get into politics, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Above and beyond, we take a common sense approach on Conversation Digest. Above and beyond.
It's all about the common sense.
So we'll wrap up this discussion real quick, and then we'll go into something much more lighthearted.
It's 40 after the hour, so it's Zipman's Corner.
All right. Well, this is flying by. I can't believe how fast this show is tonight. Much faster than it normally is. We must be having a blast. Right now, Conversation Digest, very own, on WNRBLP, Wausau's 93.3 FM's Zifflman's Corner, brought to you by Common Sense and a boatload of... what do you think, Zifflman? What do you have a boatload of?
Words. Well, I would say words. Yes, a boatload of common sense sprinkled on top of some words.
Okay, and remember... We just got to pick it up, because we got a long way to go here. We got a ton of stuff, though. We got a ton of stuff jam-packed in the 2 hours. Zifflman's Corner right here on Conversation Digest.
Hello, listeners. The Zifflman would like to talk about current events in this great country of ours, no matter who the leadership is. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, this grave event happened as of, I believe, yesterday, when a seemingly sane man, who, for all intents and purposes, at least I thought, was a middle-class American software engineer. He was... tentatively identified as a Mr. Joseph A. Stack, climbed into his Piper PA-28 plane, took off. This is down in the state of Texas, and keeping low to the skyline, Joseph made his way towards a large, tall, dark glass building, which housed the local IRS branch of the Federal Internal Revenue Service, and he ran his plane into, I think, the seventh floor of the building, and subsequently blew up his plane, gave, I guess, his life for the frustrations for what was termed his website. He had, I guess, what you could call a suicide note.
A manifesto. Asked,
yes, a manifesto. Stating that he had had several brushes with the IRS, and yes, very good point. And he went in and decided to, you know, I mean, be a suicide bomber, and you know, and once again, there was given there was like a throwback. As usually there is in these types of things, to the September 11th attacks on the Twin Towers. And I would have to say that, you know, first of all, why did he endanger what I think the innocent employees of this Austin branch of the Internal Revenue Service? Why did he have to put those innocent lives into danger to prove his point?
Because he was a jerk.
I mean, if he had problems with the IRS and, you know, and he wanted to put his manifesto out on his website and then, you know, walk into the middle of a field and, you know, I apologize if there are any young children listening. I doubt it at this hour of night. But, you know, and blow his brains out. I mean, if he wanted to make such a point, you know, and have his W-2 stapled to the side of his head.
Whoa.
You know, he could make a point.
Zifflman.
Yes.
Any reports by the mass media that he was a right-leaning fanatic?
Nothing that I've heard of as of yet. It seems like they are, the FBI and the local authorities are pretty much putting the rap on this as far as him being a lone, I guess you could say, insane assassin.
I'm just curious as to how they can call this an isolated incident when almost a half of a building was blown up. I mean, that doesn't seem too isolated. I think isolated is like where one person was affected.
Yeah, I would
hundreds agree. Of people were affected. No loss of life. Am I right, except for his?
No loss of life except for his.
Did they know he was coming?
13 injured. No, they did not.
How in the world weren't there people in that part of the building?
He was low. Well, I guess that was just luck on their part, I guess. He was low to the skyline, which I'm assuming he did not put a flight plan in when he took off from the Georgetown airport. He did not put a flight plan in. That, in and of itself, I think would have caused some red flags to go up at that airport. I mean, if you are registered, if you have an airplane and you are registered to fly, I think you should be almost, you know, made to lawfully put in a flight plan. You know, do everything by the book, as they say. You know, and if this guy had such a problem with the IRS, you know, as far as financially, you know, why didn't he sell his airplane? You know, if he had such problems, you know, getting money, why didn't he just sell his airplane?
Oh. All right. Well, I mean, obviously the guy was a criminal moron.
You know, and then
you don't put lives at stake like that just because you have a gripe with the IRS.
Exactly.
I have a gripe with the entire federal and state government system. But I'm not gonna hurt anyone. I would love to yell at Dave Obie. I would love to scream at Barack Obama. Why hurt these people?
Yeah, he was putting innocent lives in danger. Music. And, you know, there's been an influx of, you know, especially, you know, since we've stepped into this great recession, there's been an influx of commercials on the television with all these companies stepping up and giving you a hand in helping you with your IRS debt. So this guy had several avenues that, you know, and honest avenues that he could have taken this down. And in a lot of ways, I think he makes it, situations and acts like this make it worse for the legitimate American middle-class person who wants to protest, peacefully protest. Situations and acts like this make it worse for the rest of us. Because all we want to do is practice our constitutional right of being heard, whereas these people, you know, and like you said, somehow they always get balled up with, you know, either the right wing or the middle of the spectrum politically. So then everybody that thinks like that, either middle of the ground or slightly leaning to the right, is basically, you know, is pointed at and saying, well, this is who you are.
And well, they're going to focus on, that is, people like Keith Olbermann will focus on the fact that he's probably a far-right fanatic. How about this woman that killed the three professors? She was an Obama fanatic. I don't know if he is or not. Obama was her savior. She loved him, but she kills, in cold blood, three professors. I'm assuming they were conservatives or something. I don't know the story, but the liberal media, just as badly as the conservative media, will mislabel. But the problem is people want to focus on Fox News being conservatively biased. The liberals had control of the mass media for decades before the conservatives got involved in it. We like to pick on and poke fun at Fox News, but CNN was doing it for 20 years before. So anyway, your point being that this guy's a clown. He tried killing people. Didn't work, except for he killed himself. And then he really didn't get his point across. Because Americans aren't going to say, look, this guy tried going after the IRS. Let's start a revolution against the IRS. Who doesn't think the IRS is too overbearing?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, by the way, let's call this recession, depression, a repression.
Yes,
let's just,
exactly.
Who else has referred to it as the repression? What is the definition of repress? Ziffman, do you mind if I just, well, we've got 7:49. We've got 7:50. We're almost at the top of the hour. We've got to wrap up this set here, this segment here. Let's just go to this. Pent up, characterized, this is the definition of repressed, where I would like to coin a new term, a repression. Well, we're in an America right now. It's an economic situation. That's the recession-depression part, but you combine the two. Repressed is the pent-up characterized by or showing the suppression of impulses or emotions. Her severe upbringing had left her inhibited, a very inhibited. This is a horrible definition because I don't know who she is.
I think that's just
an example. Like, can you give it to me in a sentence? Well, we're in a repression.
Yeah, and according to what he was quoted as saying, he was out of work, he was not doing so well mentally. You know, who? Let me ask you, Hobbin, you know, you've been trying to find full-time work for quite some time. You know, I mean,
good luck with that.
Are you going to go, you know, run your Toyota Corolla into some business? Because,
well, the brakes gave out today, so
they wouldn't hire you. I mean, would that be something that you would do?
Well, no, I act rationally. I beat myself up over the fact that I feel like a loser. I think Obama's America is in a dump fire right now, a dumpster fire. You talk about bad burning tires. America's a dumpster fire right now. I haven't seen a dumpster fire like this since I was a baby. And before I could comprehend what was going on around me during the Carter administration, thank the good Lord I got the opportunity to be a Reagan youth.
Yes.
I remember the 80s. It was a nice decade. I'm that old. I'm 30 years old. I will admit it. I don't care. I'm not afraid to say I'm 30. I'm going to stick my head out the window and say, gosh dang it, I'm mad as heck and I'm 30 years old. And yeah, it's hard to find work out there. There's no way, what, that I admitted myself on the air that I'm 30 years old? I'm not. What, is that what you're doing that for? I'm not afraid to admit it. I used to say I was 23. I'm not going to lie anymore.
You were 21 for a while.
I was 21 for a while. I just became legal age to drink. Went until they make it 27 to drink legally. So, okay, well, the guy was a jerk, and the liberal media is going after it as a far-right situation. How about the leftist fanatic that killed three innocent people? How about her?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would focus
very
on.
Very little of that, yeah.
And he just, I mean, thank the good Lord, we only lost one life, and it was his.
Yes.
His was the one life that was deserved to be lost. He was a jerk. You don't resort to that kind of stupidity, that kind of fanaticism to try to get a point across.
Yes.
And they all have manifests. Have we noticed this? You can't do a crime anymore without having a manifest. And you know why that is? They don't want to just say, we're going to die here. I'm going to die here. They want to have a written legacy. It was the same as David Koresh, the Unabomber. He wants a legacy, an everlasting legacy wearing a hood and doing a manifest. If Dahmer did have one, it was probably more like love letters to the guys he killed. He was more like that. He wasn't trying to be public with the crimes he committed, but that was a totally different kind of criminal. We should do that sometime. Just talk about the criminal mind. 842-8390, extension 210, if you want to, call in and chime in. Thanks a lot for Ziffelman's Corner. Ziffelman, what you got at the 40 after mark for next hour?
We'll be talking about various things going on in the Fox station.
All right, well, pick it up. If ever I say pick it up, and I don't do it very often, but that's one of the ground rules for Conversation Digest.
Pick it up.
If any of us are too slow with our delivery, we got to pick it up. I have the opposite thing. The Ziffelman has a slower delivery. I have a faster delivery. And Kinespi, I don't know what your delivery is.
I'm just annoying.
You're just annoying. It's an annoying delivery. But mine is too fast sometimes. I get so excited about my points. I get too kind of erratic with my points. And I kind of word it up. I'm a wordsmith is what someone once called me. I don't see it that way. When I'm on the air, I'm not such a wordsmith anymore.
You always call yourself a wordsmith.
Well,
now.
I'm only paraphrasing what that one guy said that one time.
Who was it?
I'm not going to say his name. They won't know who he was anyway. That'd be absolute abstract radio. I don't do abstract radio, Kinespi.
Not like we used to.
Not like we used to when 3-1 was on the air.
Bam!
Okay. Well, why don't we spend the next couple of minutes trying to cross-promote a few lucky programs?
They're
lucky because they are blessed with their ability to be part of WNRBLP. Our home, Conversation Digest, very own home.
I'll take this one.
All right, we'll only do two or three of them right now. We'll do another two or three next hour. Tonight, we've got a show that starts at 10 o'clock p.m., and it goes until 12 a.m., 12 a.m. midnight. He's the keeper of the underground. He is martial law, and he's bringing the resistance to the boring corporate radio, which actually, if corporate radio was in trouble before because martial law doesn't care for them only playing signed bands, they're in even bigger trouble if this performance tax gets passed, which we'll be talking about next hour in the next segment. The radio performance tax. Martial law will play only the best unsigned and indie label. Hey, What's going on over there? This isn't about anarchy. That's more of what... Well, martial law is not about that either. Martial law will play on the best unsigned... Only the best unsigned and indie label hard rock, heavy metal, and alternative bands from around the world. Around the world in places where they can hear them on the live stream. And these bands, if they get signed, he does stop playing them. Wasn't there a band about 2 weeks ago that was signed to a record contract? Martial law says, I won't play them anymore.
And the first thing I asked him, you going to play them anymore? He's like, no, not anymore.
Well, because you were trying to chide him there.
Well, I wanted to know this information.
You know what he's going to say. Okay, what's the next up? And that's at 10 o'clock p.m. tonight, so listen up. The Underground.
Okay, the next one we're going to... What's this, advertising? That's not advertising, is it? Just cross-promotion?
Yeah, we're just cross-promoting.
It's The Mix. No, The Unexplained. No, that's crossed out, too. Back to The Mix. I believe this show is called The Mix. It's been crossed out a couple times.
Wow.
Hosted by Mr. Kenneth McVeigh. On Fridays, 4 to 6 p.m. Playing all kinds of music from country to pop to rock and roll. This will help you end your week and begin your weekend. And getting it weekends going on strong.
That's what we do, but he can do it too.
Oh, we don't have a monopoly on that.
No, we don't have a monopoly on getting the weekend started.
And he just plays any music he feels like, no matter what. I've heard his show a couple times, and it's pretty good.
I liked it. I heard him a few weeks ago. He was playing, what was that, a love song? What song was it? But that was on at 5, you said, right? On Fridays. I thought it was on at 4 to 6.
It's 4 to 6, yeah, 4 p.m.
God bless
me,
does a two-hour program. That's what we do. We're a lot alike,
yeah,
I guess.
It's
all right,
Justin,
what
do
we got here for your cross-motion moment of the show?
We have Shablong Her with his program, Hmong Patio Conversation.
I like that.
Saturdays, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. His show is a show mixed with music, news, entertainment, and a special topic for discussion.
I like the name of his, the description of his show.
I like it. It's a nice
conversation.
Name.
I've not heard that show before. It was a brand new show I heard today. I don't know what it was called. It was a gentleman that had a part talk show with music afterwards. I don't know who he was, but it was a good show. So I really narrowed it down there, but the guy's only been on for 3 weeks. So if anything, he's listening right now and he's saying, hey, they just gave me credit. They don't know my name. They don't know when I was on, but they know that I was a new program. I've been on for 3 weeks.
He could call in and explain himself a little bit better than what we're doing right now.
Okay, sir, if you're listening right now and you're the one that had the program today that just started 3 weeks ago, by all means, 842-839-0210, extension 210, call in and promote your show. Tell us what you're named and what you're about and what your name is, kind sir, when you're on. We're almost at the top of the hour. We're at the end of this hour.
Oh, I also noticed through this envelope again.
Yeah.
Dr. Wrench's show is not in there.
Not sure why that is. We'll have to come up with our own cross promotion for Dr. Wrench sometime tonight. A special allotment of time for him.
We were cross promoting before cross promotion became cool.
Yeah. Still may not be, but it's good for the station. It's good for the listeners. The host with the most, whoever he or she is, gets their show cross-promoted, and then the listeners know that that is when that is on the air. Maybe there'll
it's
be a website someday with updated programming, listings. Maybe someday.
Yeah, I think the one up there right now on wasamung.org is vastly out of date.
Oh, I would imagine. Okay, we're at the top of the hour, and we'll be back in just a few short minutes with much more hard-hitting information and a little bit of comedy. And if you're one of the blog posters that went after us, telling us how to do our program, by all means, call in. You can teach us how to do a show. You can teach us how to do an interview. Just don't do the blog thing and expect me to have respect for you, because anyone can type some words and not stand up for themselves on the air. Just call us up. You're listening to W842-8390 extension 210. You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, your home for community radio station programming. We'll be right back. 93.3 FM, WNRB LP Wausau. It's the station where you hear us and you hear a lot of other programs throughout the week, 24 hours a day, whether it's music, talk, or a mixture of both. It's a station that is committed to making the community better in any way, shape, form we can. Also, if you're volunteering currently, that's great. If you would like to volunteer in the future, or even next week or tomorrow, we got a number here for you. Because you can call and leave a message or talk directly to someone that knows what they're doing around here that's not us. And you can volunteer your time, and it's greatly appreciated. Not only is money necessary for the continuation of WNRBLP, but your time would be a great contribution
as well.
It also
helps better the station as well.
It does. Do we have that phone number, by the way, Kinuspe? I don't know where it
what
is.
What was... call in or call in.
Well, they said that 842-8390 is the other number. Didn't they say that?
I don't know where... Where is that?
Yeah, the slip is gone. We have many missing papers here. I don't know where it is at.
It's not on
okay.
this thing.
Well, whatever. You can get a hold of them your own way. Send them a letter. Send them a...
What's the main phone
paper
number
paper airplane
here?
With a message on it saying you want to volunteer. Huh?
Do they... Couldn't they just call the number without the extension and get the main number?
Yeah, just 842-8390 and you'll get connected somehow. And contact them and explain what you want to do for a program. And if you are blessed and if we are blessed, then you will have a program on
the
station.
Lots of hours and times open.
Lots of times, and hopefully we can find one for you that will work. It just so happens that the gateway to the weekend, this 7 to 9 o'clock time slot, has been entrenched with Conversation Digest for going on 2.5 years.
That is a long
time. And we love it as
time.
Our time to make this our show, our station.
We were only going for an hour for a while.
For a while there.
6 months?
We were emotionally burned out from various issues. And then I think we started picking it up.
Slowly getting back to 2 hours.
Utilizing high energy is what we've been doing.
All we have is high energy now.
Well, it took 2 energy drinks and a soda for me to get to this point.
So when's your heart attack due?
9:30 tonight. I'll wait till the show is over.
Yeah, that'd be kind.
The performance tax that may have major
that one went through.
Impact
That's kinda nice.
On your radio programming on a commercial level. And this may or may not affect stations like this. I probably would doubt it. But college stations, you will be in danger if this legislation has passed. So, Mr. Dave Obie, we have come to the conclusion that you may or may not listen to us. Odds are he does not. Although I would love to have an interview with him. Maybe a debate between him and the other congressional candidates.
How would you get that going on?
I'll just call their office and say, this is Houtman from Conversation Digest. Just call me. Call my people, which is me.
You could always pretend to be your own secretary.
Tough to... Well, I can do a secretary. I'm gum chewing. Mr. Obie's office. Call Mr. Houtman's office at blah, 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 blah. That's my number. And we'd like to have an interview with you on Conversation Digest, which airs on Conversation Digest time slot at 7 to 9 p.m. on Fridays. We'd like to have an interview with you and possibly a debate between you and Sean Duffy and the other guy that's running for the district congressional seat that Mr. Obie has held like a dictator. For a long time. I don't know. I'm trying to do the secretary voice, and I have no idea what I'm coming up with here.
I was unaware of what was going on.
I think I switched back and forth between about 5 different types of voice. Yeah, well, he's held the position for 40 years, and who's holding the clown accountable? I met the man. I wouldn't shake his hand because it was cold season. Then he says to 3-1, well, that guy, he must be a Republican. Oh, how wrong you were, Mr. Obie. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a puppet like you are.
So who's the puppet master?
Dave Obie, I guess.
Or the monies.
The money is the puppet, and the puppet master is the money. Whatever, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, so what happens when this... what is this, anyway? What are we talking about here?
What is the performance tax?
What is the radio performance tax?
Tell me.
Is it you are taxed if you're better at it? No. If you're worse at it? No. It's just simply... No, see, what this article starts with is a personal story. Okay, we'll just get
maybe
to
the third paragraph. Try that one.
We'll get to the dirt here. The record industry wants the government to impose a fee on local radio stations for airing music free of charge for listeners. Dubbed a performance tax, radio station executives believe the possible $2, $2 billion to $7 billion per year measure is in response to dwindling record sales.
It's dwindling because the music is awful. That's why. Why would you buy something that's awful?
Well, right. I mean, you have Britney Spears and Uncle Cracker and Nickelback.
Enough Nickelback.
So they're saying that they're going to do this because there's a decrease in in money that's being generated in response to the dwindling record sales since the popularity of digital downloadable music, which usually has a fee attached.
I have an idea. Let's kill radio stations.
Well, they want to, and record companies view the fees similarly to the royalty fees music services such as Muzak pay to play records, and this is not the first time a performance tax has been considered. In both 71 and 76, a performance tax bill was introduced in Congress and refused, citing the important promotional value of free radio airplay. In 1995, a similar measure was shot down to avoid jeopardizing what Congress called the mutually beneficial economic relationship between the recording and traditional broadcasting industries. And then again in 2008-2009, however, pro-radio anti-performance tax bills, known as the Local Radio Freedom Act, were introduced in Congress, and they received strong bipartisan support.
So for hopefully the first time, shot down again.
What I want to know is why is this the only tax legislation that has had and received bipartisan support to refrain from getting passed? Radio people, I agree that this cannot happen. It should not happen. It must not happen.
It keeps getting shot down. Why keep trying?
Well, it's like any referendum. Remember the library referendum up in Merrill Knuspe when I lived up there? And they kept on passing it. Or they kept on voting for it until they got the library referendum passed. Because they know sooner or later people will cave.
It's like, shut up, just do it then. Just go ahead. Sick of you anyway.
The National Association of Broadcasters strongly opposed any performance tax. Like Congress, the NAB claims such a tax would significantly harm what has been the crux of more than 80-year mutually beneficial relationship between radio and recording industry. Free play for free promotion. See, yeah, because you can't do payola. You can't pay a DJ to pay your music to play your music. You cannot do it. It's the exact opposite of payola.
So there's now no point in that.
They're going to make payola illegal. It already is. But they're going to make freeola. They will make freeola, which is music played by the DJs without any additional charge. They're going to make that illegal as well. Or they will tax it.
That's crazy. Why would they even try to do that? That's just... It'd drive and kill radio.
Well,
I know I said it before, but got to reiterate that. It would kill radio as we know it.
Well, and if for all of you that are at college radio stations thinking, I don't care, I'm a college radio station, and they're all conservatives anyway. Well, we're talking about FM disc jockeys here, who really play the majority of that music. Talk shows, they can play bumper music that isn't really in question here. We can play bumper music that is not copyrighted because it is a... It is a, what are we, holy snap, live stream. Who is that, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, email. Email Mary. This was from Valentine's Day. Good gosh, if we had two, I'd really want to cry my eyes out.
Oh, that's sweetest day. It's in October.
Yeah, that's the other pocket robbing holiday. So we have Mary's email. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Mary, you're married. Mary, quite contrary, quit flirting with the guy's account. She always says, guys, hi, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
I always thought that she would have a New York accent.
She's from the west side of Wausau, by the way. I don't know how she talks. You met her that one time.
Brooklyn accent. It was awful.
That she did. That one time she asked for your phone number. It's just a whole
litany. That was getting a little too personal there, let me tell you.
And then this past week, she sent the very first email that I liked. In reference to the live stream, which was down, she was listening on her radio. She prefers the live stream after...
Who doesn't prefer the live stream?
Well, right. Well,
you can hear us anywhere.
It's like liking vinyl instead of CDs. I don't get it. But so she says whole live stream, more like dead stream, because the live stream
Hi-oh!
Is down. God, gosh bless that. That's Mary emailing from the west side of Wausau. Never know if she's even telling the truth. I don't know where she lives. Don't want to know where she lives. But this thing probably would kill radio on a local level. And see, what I don't mind about it is that my favorite type of radio, talk radio, wouldn't really be affected by this, except for the majority of radio stations in America are part owned.
What was that?
They're owned in conglomerations of other radio stations. So we've got FM stations in town here that are also owned by sister by the same company. They're sister stations to another AM station, which relies on the revenues of the FM station. If they have down years, they have to rely on one another to keep going. So if that FM station, let's say a company owns one FM station, one AM station, if in fact the FM station sustains major damage due to this performance, Radio Performance Tax Act,
wouldn't the AM station take a dive? The AM station
is going to take a major dive as well. They cannot take this tax. The only thing that I don't like about this is that these FM disc jockeys, these radio people, these radio personalities, and trust me, you can go all over the internet and find these radio people that are complaining about the possibility of losing their jobs. Have any of these people complained about other taxes, other bills being passed potentially in America that would cost other people jobs?
Odds are not at all.
So why is it that you're waiting for more legislation to be passed that only you are affected by, supposedly, which actually it'll affect a lot more than the radio personalities, by the way. I'm not saying it won't.
Could it affect the radio personalities' family?
Well, I think a lot of them are non-personalities.
Single?
Right. Because I've worked at a 100,000-watt station. Trust me, not all of those people have strong personalities. Some of them are just, they just utilize space.
Dead?
All right, right now we've got a brand new feature on Conversation Digest called Enemies List. Can
don't,
be, why don't it was
don't
your idea.
We have a sounder for it anyway.
We don't have a sounder for it.
Not yet.
Why don't you tell us what that's all about? That was your baby.
Well, each week, there's more and more people that we dislike enough to be considered enemies. And we will tell you. Should we be specific with this?
Well, I will be if, in fact, it's not a local person. Well, you know what? Dave Obey is local, so. Whatever, I don't
care.
So
he's number one on the enemies list.
Well, what we also have to do here is say...
We'll actually make a list.
Okay, but also, let us be clear. Let us be clear. We will also have a friends list one of these days. I don't want anyone to unfairly accuse Conversation Digest of being a mean and negative show. It is none of the above.
Enemies.
And I will not be accused of such.
List.
But right now...
Dave Obey's number one.
Can I ask you go next? The Ziffman goes third, and then we keep on going until we pass out... Or we end up with nobody else that we don't like. No, this is not about liking or disliking. This is about...
Enemies.
Right. What's your number two, Kinospi?
Actually, I have no idea. I just come up with the concepts.
So I have to come up with the entire list.
Well, okay. I didn't put much thought into number it rather two, than just making it
on
up.
The enemies list. The Olympics.
Whoa! That'd be number one on my liking list. But I guess if someone on Conversation Digest...
Hold on a moment here. We're defying one of our first rules in Conversation Digest besides don't mention Conversation Digest, which was don't have lists. Remember that rule, Kinospi?
Yeah, this is a metaphorical list.
Well, not really. It's not metaphorical.
I didn't have to write it. I didn't have to write it down.
Okay. Well, we used to pre-type them or just... Okay, number two of the Olympics. We'll just make this Houtman's enemies list. Number three, Hussein Obama. You really don't have to put Hussein.
We all know that.
Number four, after Dave Obey, the Olympics, and Barack Obama, we have number four, Brett Favre, who is number four. Cannot stand the man. He is arrogant. He is pompous. He is a diva and a prima donna jerk. And I want him to retire and to ride off into a burning sunset.
Well, a burning sunset?
It burns him.
Like the oil coming down a medieval castle.
It covers up the bruises that he's so painfully sustained in the game against the
Saints.
Should we
just make it only five and then just go off a little bit on each one?
Okay, we can do that. Ziffelman, you got someone to put on that enemies list? And don't go personal, like say you're one of your sisters.
No, I at the moment don't have anybody.
Am I the only one that has enemies? All right, I'm going to say it.
At least right now.
This isn't the dogs that are unleashed. In my neighborhood. I know this is local. I get it. But I'm not naming names.
The people?
All people that do not chain their dog up or rope their dog up in my neighborhood. And those dogs, they end up in my lawn trying to pal around with or try to get naughty time going with sweet little Willow Pop.
Naughty time?
Well, why? They're obviously there with one thing on their mind.
Food?
No, it's not food. I don't put food out for them. They want to have... Naughty time with sweet little Willow Pop.
You think most of the time when a dog is barking, they're just saying, hey, 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 hey.
It's like that monkey on, what's that movie called? I just watched part of it last night. What was it called?
Dunstan Checks In.
No. No, and it wasn't Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, it's partly cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Which
you watched that?
It's good. Don't discredit me for watching.
I don't know.
I knew the tone of your voice. It's a good film, and there's a monkey in there that has a voice modulation unit that translates his monkey language into human, and mostly he just says he wants gummy bears and all this and that. Anywho, so we've got...
So it was kind of like Up with the dogs.
For the most part. I think they so stole.
Oh, jeez.
But production had probably already started, by the way, when that movie Up had started. So Up's a great film as well. No longer really these animated films... aren't really just animated cartoons any longer for kids. Adults get them too. Okay, so let's do this. In just a few moments, we'll have an update on Sweet Little Willipop, My Little Schnauzer. We'll update that situation, but first we're going to summarize the enemies list, go over that for a bit, and then we'll wrap it up the end of the half hour with Ziffelman's Corner at 40 after. Number one on the enemies list, and apparently I was the only one in here that had enemies tonight, which I guess makes some sense because I'm really the moodiest person that there ever will be. But I'm a sweetheart.
You're just a big, lovable teddy bear.
Yes. Dave Obie, number one. And Mr. Obie, if you're listening on your iPad, whatever you... They can listen on the iPad.
Okay.
If you're listening on your iPad, Dave
They're
Obie...
They're not out yet, though.
You think he doesn't have one if he could get one. Okay, he does, and he will.
Okay, okay.
And he should, because he's a jerk. Dave Obie, number one on the enemies list. Because he spends a lot of your money... Oh, and now he gave money. Oh, he gave so much money to Rib Mountain.
But that's not his money.
It's not his money. But he will also sign it over to Rib Mountain because you know why? They need raised meridians in Rib Mountain. They need sidewalks right now on Rib Mountain Drive.
They need it?
They need it right now because Americans are so unemployed. Americans are suffering just to make ends meet. We need the sidewalks in Rib Mountain. Were you aware of this? You know, in front of Walmart. We need sidewalks in front of
why do we
Aldi's.
Need... Why? There's no real reason for that.
So we hand over a fat cash check for $500,000 to the town, to the city of Rib Mountain for all that unnecessary change. Change. Let me be clear. I'm going to give a lot of money out. Your money. I'll take your money and then give it to everybody else. The Olympics, number two on the enemies list. I cannot stand the Olympics. The crying, the whimpering, the losing, the winning. What do you have, Ziffelman? By all means, chime in.
Well, I was going to say for the Dave Obie giving our money to Rib Mountain for sidewalks, the sidewalks don't make any sense if you don't have sidewalks connecting it to residential areas, because the whole idea of sidewalks and having access to
residential areas.
Yeah, having access to, say, Walmart and Aldi's and all the stores on that stretch, if you don't have residential sidewalks hooking up with those sidewalks, they're pretty much a waste of time.
I agree. And you know what? The majority, if you're on one side of the street or the other, the majority of those stores are so close, you can walk close to the store and avoid traffic.
There is
you're not going to get hit.
A menial sidewalk in front of those stores.
Correct. Correct.
Either way, you're going to have to go through that parking lot to hit up a store.
So is this necessary? And this is part of the Olympic listing with the Barack Obama and Brett Favre and all people with dogs that are unleashed in my neighborhood. Things that irritate me. Money's being tossed all around. Barack Hussein Obama, number
Did
three
you,
on the list.
You missed number two.
No, well, the Olympics, what can you say? I'm just sick of the politics. They're trying to globalize money like they've already globalized the Olympics. And that's part of the unity and the hippiness. If you love the Olympics and I'm offending you, by all means... Dial that phone number, 842-8390.
Extension
210. We get a snap chop. That's the product we're trying to sell here. No, we're not trying to sell anything, so. Do we want a Rib Mountain where we just fork $500,000 over to every 5 minutes?
Well, how about if the people want it in that area, they pay it. Rib Mountain pays for it. Don't make everyone pay for
it. Well, and they got this from the stimulus package from one of the authors, Mr. Dave Obie. And if this district, if you reelect him, what are you thinking? We've been doing this for 40 years. We've been doing this to ourselves for so long.
Probably getting out of touch and senile by now.
Such a mean, and he is so mean. He is meaner than me, and I'm as mean as they come. He's a mean individual.
You are a mean person.
I'm mean, but I'm sweet altogether.
You
I'm all wrapped
an
up
enemies
in one.
List,
I do have an enemies list, by the way, but I'm making it public, so...
Well, it's just, you know, with the inception of YouTube videos and, I guess, the internet itself, you see all too clearly how moody Dave Obey is and how, out, in my opinion, how out of touch he is with the common voter. I mean,
right.
Their commercials come political season. It's the same stuff. You know, he shows them hugging an old older woman, you know, talking to an older gentleman in a wheelchair. And he's basically going for... And no offense to these people, because they're just doing their what was given to them constitutional right to vote. But the older generations,
it's okay.
I hate to say it. I hate to say it, people. But you know, the older block of voters is what keeps him in, because
yes,
you know that they've been voting that way and they don't. Yeah, they don't know anything else, and they obviously don't. They obviously don't like change.
Well, here's an idea.
Change.
Here's an idea. On that day in November, where you vote for this district, the congressional seat that Obie's going for like the 50th year in a row, for crying out loud.
Maybe I will vote this year just
if
to
vote
cancel
against
out
him.
Someone's...
If you're elderly... Wait a minute. Let me rephrase this.
Oh.
If you're going to pick up someone that's elderly on that... No, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not... Because I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say, don't give him a ride. If you're gonna pick up someone that's gonna vote for that election, you know who they're voting for. If you know that they're voting for Dave Obey, if you know they're because they're gonna voice their opinion. I believe he has saved Wisconsin for 40 years straight. He got us through all the hard times, and especially right now during the repression. Like I would
he's
say,
not really doing much besides
not doing anything
up space
except for spending our money. Email Mary,
he's
by
got
the way.
He's got the dirt beard though.
Email Mary. She loves the new feature, the enemies list. Only I'm not the only one that can do the enemies, because I don't want to be the only one that sounds mean.
Didn't she say her own enemy?
Yes. Who was it that she said? Email
that
Mary
was,
from the West Side.
Well, let me
going
double
crazy
check that.
With the emails this evening.
One of Email Mary's top enemies is Juliette Lewis. What a scuzz, am I right?
No, I love Juliette Lewis, if for no other reason than she's attractive.
She's the one I'm thinking of, right?
Wasn't she the one in Othello? Whatever. Like, I watched Othello. It's a stupid play. It was one of... Maybe she wasn't. Maybe... Was she in Hamlet? What was she in? I don't even
know. I know she was in...
She's the blonde. She's a very attractive...
From Dusk Till Dawn.
I've heard... No. Was she?
That was Juliette Lewis.
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What scene? What moment? What part?
Well, she's in a lot of that movie.
Okay, we're going to just wrap it up with this thing. Barack Obama. Barack Obama is, of course, third on my list. Really, he should be number three, but I've already wasted so much of my life complaining about that man. Brett Favre, fittingly... If not coincidentally, I didn't plan it that way, ended up as number four on the enemies list. That was not planned, FYI. Not planned whatsoever. Oh, her. Okay, well, I guess...
You know who that
that's
is?
That's not the one I was thinking of.
Who were you thinking of?
I was thinking of a blonde, attractive woman.
What's going on with this picture?
Well, she's not wearing all of her clothing. But the other part of the... the other part of the enemies list is all the people in my neighborhood... That don't leash up their dogs, right? Cape Fear, right? She was in Cape Fear.
Yikes! Wow.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that picture.
Then why'd you say yikes?
Well, I saw that first.
It's cold in that room, apparently. So we've got Zifflman's Corner coming up in 16 minutes.
You like that, Zifflman?
And then we've also got more of a discussion on the... Yeah, we're done with the Juliette Lewis portion. Mary made it... She made herself clear. She did not like Juliette Lewis. And she doesn't have to have a teleprompter.
She didn't like staying in warm rooms, did she?
She doesn't have to have a teleprompter to tell you she doesn't like Juliette Lewis, like a certain national leader we have. What a bum. Throw him out. Socialism reigning supreme in America. Am I right? 842-8390, extension 210. You're welcome to be mad. You're completely capable of anger. You're capable of happiness. But if you listen to this show and you're angry tonight, if you're happy tonight, if you're in between, the main thing is that you are not complacent. Make a verbal contribution to our program. That's all we ask. If you have some money, throw it your way. Throw it their way.
You could even throw it at
WNRBLP. It won't be our money. It'll be the station, because we're trying to grow. We're trying to grow as a station, aren't we?
WNRBLP. Why not?
Yeah, it's exactly.
Or you could do a lot worse.
And we're trying. When we have done a lot worse.
No, they could donate to worse.
Oh, donate to worse foundations or whatever we are here.
We're not that bad.
Okay, and we're going to wrap up that enemies list and get back to the discussion of the performance tax that would all but, according to people in radio in Wisconsin and beyond, end FM radio and AM radio for that matter, because they can't afford it. Right now in the repression of America, we have people not advertising or wanting to pay for advertising time as much. And if you're a company, by the way, why in the world would you ever, during a repression, as I call this, that was spur of the moment. That was part of my at least average intelligence.
Your rant.
As I always say to people, I'm at least a little bit above average intelligence.
Just a sliver?
Just a hair. Just a bit. Why would you want to cut out of your budget right now in Obama's America? Why would you want to cut out budgeting for advertising? This is exactly when you advertise. Am I right, Knuspy?
A lot of things are really cheap these days. Not gas. But other things.
And I had said if we can get 2.5 million people to donate a dollar, we could probably get a 30-second spot during the Super Bowl for Conversation Digest.
How do we do that?
Well, it didn't work so well for one major reason, actually two. One, it could never happen, obviously. Two, I mentioned this after the Super Bowl.
Oh, we can always go for next year.
I said, well, hey, why don't we get a lot of listeners to donate some cash to get a... I mean, wouldn't you love to see a Conversation Digest?
We can't tell them to give us money.
Well, no, we would just say if you would like to. But we couldn't do that anyway.
Maybe even on the local channel, that'd be kind of fun. Get a 30-second spot.
Yeah, possibly. It probably would have a major impact on radio. We're going to say it.
At least us.
There was a portion on a YouTube video where the Reverend Al Sharpton was yapping about how this would damage black radio, how it would damage talk radio, how it would damage, what else did he say? What is black radio?
I don't know.
Why does it matter what color somebody is? That is, to me, racism. Why do you mention, what does it matter what kind of person is on the show? What matters is are they entertaining? Who cares what color?
I like to think that we are.
Who cares what color we are or what color anyone is for that matter?
I like to think that we're entertaining to a point.
I have no idea. We've got one person, we might be vastly
annoying.
Who
knows?
Well, you might be. I'm not.
Well, I already stated I was annoying.
I'm too full of rage to be annoying. Don't roll your eyes at me, young man.
I didn't roll my eyes.
I saw you roll your eyes.
I will fight you.
Oh, no.
I was just a bull rush.
What do you mean? They're both going after me with a windmill effect. Knuspy rolls his eyes and then Zipman.
I didn't roll my eyes.
Zipman's going after me with a windmill.
You were seeing things, hallucinating.
Why don't you just put me on your enemy's list?
Okay.
Jerk face. No, don't put my name on your enemy's list. Okay.
I'm writing it down.
All right. Well, at least you came up with a list, finally. So we have people that are also saying that this whole notion of the non-performance... I say what you do is you have a non-performance tax. If you're not doing your job, we're going to tax you more heavily.
My enemies list.
I want one more name on there, and you cannot put the Ziffelman.
I don't know many more people.
Stop the radio tax, no performance tax.
You might be able to play that video on there.
Okay, we'll just play one guy.
No, maybe not.
Radio does something like $2.4 billion of promotion for the record industry annually. We don't ask for money. It's what we do. We have a symbiotic relationship, and this is threatening that relationship. We connect artists to the community. Radio is a very unique medium.
It's not that unique.
We stand to lose new music. We stand to lose jobs. We stand to lose radio stations.
Sounds like he'd keep going on there, but they cut him off.
Well, I'm glad because he annoyed me anyway. I think beyond symbiotic, that guy's more like parasitic. He's got this annoying tone and... Just like you said, you would have never... We have another opinion here of this whole situation.
I'm very concerned about the potential of adding a performance tax to radio stations which are currently struggling to survive the severe economic conditions in our country and stay on the air.
Yeah, well...
A performance tax could drive many stations out of business.
Eddie, calm down.
And will hurt both the Latino Piler, community and Sotelo. The many small Hispanic radio stations struggling to survive.
Yeah,
I am blessed to be carried by so many stations, my show, you know.
All right,
what show?
Well, it's going to probably be the Eddie Pyle and Sotelo show. But once again, we have a race mentioned. It doesn't matter. What matters is that jobs will be lost. It matters because all Americans will suffer from this tax, like we are with any tax that's increased. Liberal Democrats for the first time in a long time are saying, don't do this tax. Don't pass this bill. And why is that? And I agree with this. Do not pass this bill. Don't pass this bill because it will cost a lot of jobs. It'll kill a lot of radio stations and a lot of small markets and big markets as well and in-between markets. But what I'm saying is don't just worry about this tax. Worry about the increase of all taxes right now in America. Be back in just a moment.
The white dress, the rented tuxedo, the entire family. All are here to see this happy occasion. Everyone is smiling. You both say I do. It was the perfect moment.
Fast forward 1 year.
Beatings. Emotional distraught. Money. Cheating. Irreconcilable differences. Gambling. Sexual problems. Addiction. Change in priorities. We have it all. Here at Divorce R Us, we can make your happiest dream come true. The gift of divorce. Find us in the yellow pages. Divorce. It's what's for dinner.
And you are listening to WNRBIP! What the mess!
Are you sick of regular old boring fish fries? Do you dread most restaurants? Well, come on down to Colonel Chad's Grizzled Fish Fry Hut. We have all the latest in grizzled fish fry technology. First, we catch only the freshest, best fish that Mother Nature has to offer. We beat their skulls in, lop off their heads, and fillet them till they can't be filleted no more. Next, we take only the best ingredients to whip up the best batter. Five of them are family secret ingredients. Only three people and two dogs know what they are. But don't try to bribe us, we all took a vow of silence, including the dogs. Old Yeller here, he doesn't want you to have it either. So don't you even try. We have surveillance all around everyone who knows. And if they are thinking of telling, we can trigger the Semtex and blow them up to Kingdom Come. Don't even try to look for it, it's hidden good. Anywho, the fish fries! Next, we deep fry them in only the best oil to a golden perfection. And if you can prove our grizzled fish fry had anything to do with your coronary problem, Colonel Chad himself vowed he would take 10% off your next meal and 5% off the hospital price. And don't forget to bring the kids. Good old Colonel Chad will set them up with a house special of battered anchovies and mayo. The kids love it. Wink, wink. That's Colonel Chad's Grizzled Fish Fry Hut. Stop on by and enjoy yourself.
You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM. It's 93, just at 3 after 3. What a mess. Conversation died just every Friday. We're your gateway to the weekend. It happens every Friday. Verbal extravaganza that you will not regret being part of. Make a verbal contribution, 842-8390, extension 210. If you'd like to go to our website,
this song is pumping me up.
FamousAstro.com. I like it.
I can't really hear our voices through here, or maybe that's just too loud. I don't know.
Anybody seen a good movie lately? Anyone at all?
I tried watching Legion last night, but I got bored within the first couple minutes.
You have Legion via the movie,
no,
right?
No, I meant the movie theater. Yeah, the I movie went there theater, and was bored in under 5 minutes.
Right, so. Should I go and see it at the theater or what?
I don't know. I wouldn't waste my money. Or your money.
So Legion was boring.
I don't know. I couldn't get into it. I guess I wasn't in the right frame of mind, and I kept getting phone calls.
Oh, you wanted to see more of a... Oh, it's so romantic film.
It was a... Yeah, well,
you wanted
Legion
to see
looked
a romantic
like it was
going to
be a romantic film.
Then why'd you go and see it? Did you take a hot date? Did you take a woman to it? Was she a big honey?
There's no need to embarrass me on the air.
Well, you needn't go out to these movies and just pay for them and leave. You've done this on numerous occasions.
I was mad because of the previews.
I actually thought that Legion was out in DVD for some stupid reason.
Oh,
told you it's crazy.
I can't keep up with these films. Leah has Netflix. She pays for it, so it's not like I have it. So I say, oh, Leah, why did you ever get that film? Chad, Hauptmann. She calls me Hauptmann on occasion. When she says Hauptmann, I know she's mad, normally speaking. So she says, well, I pay for it. I get the movies I want to get.
So you get to see lots of good movies then?
Sometimes. Sometimes you get some great films. But I didn't know Legion was still at the theater. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's still at the theater.
Well,
Or maybe, it is. Definitely.
And we have Zilfman's Corner in about 5 minutes here. Oh, quick update on Little Schnauzer Willipop. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. How does her song go?
What?
Sweet Little Willipop. Do-do-do. That's how it goes. Sweet Little Willipop. She's my adorable little mini schnauzer that all the neighborhood dogs, I'm assuming they're all boys,
They want to have naughty time?
Just love to go to my yard and spend time with Willipop, but she's not willing. She is not willing. She runs away. She barks and growls and wants them to stay away from her. She's virtuous.
Denied.
So anyway, how is she doing? She had a cyst on her lower back, close to her rump. It may have been on her rump. And she got her teeth cleaned. But the main surgery, the surgical procedure was to remove the cyst. It was the size of a... How big do you think that? It was a pea. It was the size of a pea. That poor little dog, she's been picking at that. She didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was either.
She's been doing that for about a year now?
About a year now. She's young. She's still a very young dog.
And innocent.
But see, they sedate doggies when they do the teeth cleaning. They sedate them, which I would love because I want to be groggy when they're doing that too. She's having a tough time getting back into life. She's in pain, not from the teeth cleaning. That went really well, but that cyst. See, it's a little surgical procedure to remove the cyst. And part of her rump is kind of shaved. And we got her one of those soft cones. That was another thing that we saw on the way to the studio. We stopped in one of those soft cones for the sweet little Willipop situation.
I also remember, I know who I'm going to do number two for my enemies list. Remember a while back when I was driving down Grand Avenue and that one kid in the bike decided he just to pretend that he was going to swerve
that.
In?
That kid. I panicked and yelled and then you panicked. I thought you panicked more because I did that, my reaction. But sweet little Willipop's doing just fine. Except for when she has an emergency emotional relapse because the neighbor doggies decide to come over again. A few weeks ago, we had a gracious phone call from Dr. Rent, whereby he said there is a
friend of the show.
Yeah, 6-foot leash law. Mandatory law. It has to be at least 6 feet. You have to keep your dog tied up. If it stays in the yard, it's one thing. There are some wonderful dogs that don't stay in the yard. There are some wonderful doggies that do stay in the yard. If they stay in the yard, I have no problem with it. Those aren't the dogs, those aren't the owners that I'm prioritizing my complaint with.
If Willa was off that leash, she'd just roam around, having a good old time. I know, she's just like looking at things, smelling stuff.
Yeah, she would
just
smell things, like, act like Ferdinand the Bull that smells the flowers. She's such a calm little doggie, even when she's not sedated by anesthesiology. She's just a good little doggie. If you've got a doggie that stays in the yard, I have no complaint there. But these doggies, they roam, they run, they go into my yard, use the facilities, like a big giant toilet that it is, apparently. And they use it a lot. I already have a tough time keeping Willipop picked up after.
I think that's sounding awful now.
It's done. Okay, we got Ziffelman's Corner, and just after that, we're going to wrap up the program at the very last segment of the show. That's a mystery segment. Do we need to make a phone call and ask if we can do a mystery segment?
I think we might have to.
Let's
call the station manager and see if it's okay to play a mystery segment.
Okay. Well, that and much, much more up in just a few moments. 93.3 FM, WNRBLP, Wausau. Conversation Digest. Here is the Ziffelman's Corner.
Welcome to Ziffelman's Corner, where freedom's a must. If you don't have it, get some. Politics, money, booze, ladies.
Hello, listeners.
Hi.
Welcome to the critically acclaimed second hour Ziffelman's Corner.
Is the second hour better than the first one? Or is that how it goes?
Well, you know, I don't know who it's been acclaimed by, but it's been acclaimed by somebody and
martial law
critically in some shape or form.
So you know, let's move up. You know, let's move it on here. Let's. I would like
let's to pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. You're saying
on the latest, in my opinion, the latest foot in the mouth done by the writers of a popular Fox television show, which shall remain unnamed.
No, just say it's Family Guy.
Well, okay.
We don't have to worry about offending those people.
Okay. Which the Zimpleman would like to express his opinion on the fact that last Sunday's episode on said show Family Guy, where a regular character dates a woman who, in his eyes, was the most beautiful girl he's ever seen, and the girl, over the course of the date, the girl turns out to be suffer from Down syndrome. And by suffer, I don't mean that that's a that in any way is a negative light on people that have Down syndrome.
No, I mean her life would be better without it, but that's fine. Yes. She's still a wonderful person, even though she has it, so that's fine.
Yes, yes. And now, during this said date, she also implies that she is a daughter of a former Alaskan governor, making light of the fact of Sarah Palin's smallest son, who also suffers from Down syndrome. And I would like to say that, you know, the Zimpleman believes that every human being is allowed to, who comes into this world, is allowed to have every right to live their life to the fullest and should not be, I guess, considered less of a person if they have any anything holding them back, be it a something like Down syndrome, be it something you know, like depression, anxiety.
You talking to me?
Well, you know, let's just we could ball it up, you know, into various people.
Who's anxious
in the studio? But in my opinion, I mean, yes, once again, they are gonna, I think, make a huge deal out of this. Something that I think should be taken care of quickly.
Hold on a moment here. Hold on a moment. Beep. Who's gonna make a big deal out of it?
The media.
No, they won't. You know why?
No, they already have.
Yeah, but what part of the media has, though?
It's a huge deal.
What part of the media?
But they're Fox using News. It. Well, no. I mean, it's on every news source.
Well, I thought that every, like MSNBC, that they would try to bury because they love Obama.
Well, yeah, but what they're going to do is they're going to use it to, once again, you know, smear Sarah Palin. Saying that she's too sensitive, saying that she, you know, that she has a temper and that she's blowing it way out of proportion. But two points to be put here, you know, once again, I believe that it's somewhat crude humor, and it only hurts everyone because, you know, I think everybody should be treated equally, yeah. Or everybody should be made fun of equally. You shouldn't alienate any certain race, type, or creed in this country. I think if you're going to make fun of somebody or something, do it all equally. Make fun of everybody, make fun of everything. And then also, you know, it was like, come on. I mean, the writers, they're grasping at straws now because they obviously took an easy political humor with an obvious left swinging aspect to it. So.
Well, and I would like to go back and check the Family Guy archives, which probably are in the trash somewhere. The show's not even funny anymore.
Well, no.
It was initially, and then it got canceled, came back, and oh, it's so boring. The humor's so predictable, and their flashbacks are just mundane. Man, that's like a nerdy critic. Well, but have they ever made fun of Obama? I'd love to find out.
Never, you know, they never make fun of Obama. They don't.
No, actually, the ratings are good, from what I heard.
You know, and the pop culture references have just gone out the window. I mean, it's just anything and everything. It's just kind of an overkill, you know. And that's, you know, the Zimpleman's opinion. Everybody else is entitled to their own opinion.
Well, why don't we make fun of someone with Down syndrome that can't even defend themselves if they're in the wrong state of mind? Some can, but yes. Palin's kid is a baby.
Yeah,
you're attacking the poor innocence of a baby who just happens to have Down syndrome. You know, the other issue is, how about Barack Hussein Obama, that makes that cheap slight on a late-night talk show about the Special Olympics?
Well, yeah.
These liberals, these conservative haters, these sensitive liberals, are supposed to be the most compassionate people out there. I find it to be completely erroneous and wrong. They're not. There are some very compassionate, loving liberals. Don't say that I'm not admitting that. There are some. But some of the meanest, most insensitive people I've ever met were liberals. And, of course, there are some very mean conservatives. But well, people don't say conservatives are nice.
It comes down to the fact that, you know, on either side of what they call the aisle, there's always going to be mudslinging. There's always going to be people that are negative and that are mean-spirited on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, that's, you know, especially Obama as of late, you know, he's like, well, that's the problem in this country, you know.
Let me be clear.
You know, if
I am the king, I'm the emperor.
In a lot of ways, he's saying, if both of you, Democrats and Republicans alike, if you just get out of the way and let me do my job, we would see true change in this country. Well, you know what? He's been doing enough of it as it is.
He spent so much money. He handed over $1.5 billion to Vegas. He's kept us from a depression. Mr. Obama, we're not in a depression, maybe, but we're in a repression. I'm going to use that. I like that. I came up with it. You know that?
Yes, I do.
You were here.
I like it as well.
Mary's listening. She heard it too.
You know, I saw.
Good call, Mary. Let's find out.
I saw a snippet of a speech that he did where he said, "Let's be clear. You know, I didn't." He was basically trying to say that he can't just do an executive order and make such and such thing happen. But basically, on the other side of it, he was saying that given the power to do the executive order, it was in relation to the healthcare bill. Is that if given the power of an executive order, he would have just said, "Okay, let's just."
And they're going to cram it through, and they're going to force it, and it's going to cost them their next re-election. It will cost them their jobs. It will.
Because you have
America's fighting this every step of the way.
The average American person, be him in the upper
or her or it,
being in either the upper class. You know, the rich, because you need to have the rich in this country. You need to have the middle class. And unfortunately, there, no matter how well your country is faring, you will always have a certain segment of the population that is below the poverty line. But what
needs 1 minute to happen, we got to finish up the show here. So
yes, what needs to happen is, I think we, you know, all these lawmakers need to realize that the American people as a whole do not want this bill, but then again, they're just going to quiet the ramblings of the people that have voted them into office and say, well, no, you don't know what you're talking about. We need to push this through. I mean, you've got the Republicans, you know, whining about who they're going to bring in the next election. And it's like,
well, they should whine about it.
I mean, what's
they don't have any actual leadership in the Republican Party. Tell me one guy that's been elected. This guy in Massachusetts, liberal, not a leader. Not in the sense that he's going to be a conservative Republican.
Yeah.
So, they should be complaining because they're not doing anything to overcome what's happening in America.
Yeah,
neither party is.
The only thing they're doing is, you know, fighting in the sandbox, you know, the...
That's Afghanistan.
Well, no. Well, what I meant was, you know...
I know what you mean. It's like they're children fighting in a playground.
Yeah, they're in a playground. Okay. They're fighting in the sandbox. So.
All right. Well, that was Zifflin's Corner. We're going to wrap it up with that, and then... Zifflin, one quick question. Who just made you a winner?
Conversation Digest on 93.3 WNRB-LP.
We're all winners, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
All right, we're almost to the top of the hour, the end of the segment coming up. We're going to do this cross-promotion right now. We're hitting this hard lately, not because we need filler. Plus, trust me, we've got plenty of information to parlay to you, the listener. And also, how can they get a hold of us, Knuspy, if they need to get a hold of us for any reason whatsoever?
Email-wise?
Right. Well, I mean, we've already given the phone line. No one has the...
The cojones?
Well, the stones, the cojones, whatever you want to call it, call us. But we'll forget about that. And that's fine. We've had too much program anyway to get you in.
The kids out in Radioland, if they feel like it, could email us at conversationdigest@gmail.com. Conversation Digest is one word in there.
Well, and I would say that those two bloggers didn't have the decency, didn't have the cojones or the stones to call us after they attacked us.
But what the huevos?
On the blog site. That's fine, too. They didn't have the backbone. Sir, if you are listening this evening, Remember, each and every Friday from 7 to 9, Conversation Digest is on, and you are welcome, oh so welcome, to call and teach us how to actually do a radio program, because according to you, we're not able to do it. Now we're going to have a cross-promotion time for the next 7 minutes.
Woo-wee!
And just talk about some of the wonderful, glorious programming on WNRBLP, your community station that hits them, socks them with big hits.
Rocks them and socks them.
Yes. Okay, what do we got with you with, Knospi?
I have in my hand a sheet for Michael E. Bauman with his radio show entitled What's Left on the Table Presents Hollywood Sludge.
God bless her, or him.
It
Michael
is.
Michael E. Bauman.
It looks, whatever. Time is Sundays from 9 to 10, unless there is football happening.
Right.
Because that completely beats out doing a radio show. And the description of the show is each week, come discover the 6 hottest Hollywood stories from the past week.
Well, it's more like perverted stories, probably.
As compiled by the host, damn, Michael Bauman. E. Bauman, and his named source,
yes, Bauman,
Biff Mendelsohn. Join them on a foray into what depths of morality and immortality.
God damn it.
The stars seek to each week as they try to come to an understanding as to why these things happen to America's most glamorous personalities. Sounds like a very, very interesting program. I've had the pleasure of listening to it at least once.
How was it?
I loved every 5 minutes, or the 5 minutes that I listened to.
You only had patience for 5 minutes until you turned it off.
Yes. Well, that, you know, that's...
It happens.
In Conversation Digest, and you're giving your opinion of a fellow volunteer and his show.
Hey, can I speak? Hold on, just a moment.
What's going on over here?
We got Bowman on the air. He wants to do a live promo for his show.
Okay, I guess.
All right,
I guess we could do that.
Just a moment here. All right, well, tell the listening audience who you are in just a moment. 5, 4, 3, 2. Crank it up a little bit if you would. 1.
Now, as Knespi so adequately stated, the show is What's Left on the Table Presents Hollywood Sludge, which airs every Sunday night from 9 to 10 p.m. We divulge and look into the hottest Hollywood stories. I, your conceited host, and along with our name source, Biff Mendelsohn, look into the intricacies of Hollywood stars.
Just say it, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, one on the table.
And didn't you used to have a crush on Ty Diggs?
Lindsay Lohan may have. This host did not.
I don't think she enjoys male companionship.
Let's wrap it up here, Bowman. What else do they need to know about your program in 15 seconds?
Ow.
If you're sick of looking at your bong water on Friday or Sunday evenings.
Friday evenings?
Tune in. It should be a great show. Themes this week have yet to be, researched. But stay tuned for the 6 hottest Hollywood stories every Sunday night from 9 to 10 p.m.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Bowman. Love your show, or I'm lying.
Oh, that was Michael Bauman calling in, giving us a live update to what his show is about, even though I don't think he enjoyed the way I was reading it off this piece of paper.
Okay, now we have a another WNRB LP program. Host is DJ Yang. Program title is Respect Radio. That is on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Description of his show, DJ Yang's show. He plays roots, reggae, conscious vibrations, sorry about that, higher vibrations, and also only roots. Once again, that is DJ Yang in Respect Radio.
That is quite the description of the show he put for himself. It sounds very interesting. I guess you could call it that. I'll do this one. Another show on this fine station of WNRB LP Wausau. The Sounds of Sunday with hosts Danny Forte and Megan LaSalle. I hope I'm pronouncing these right.
I hope so, too.
Sundays at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Oh, who is this?
It's 3-1.
What's he doing here? This is not his... Well, anyway, description of the show. A mix of R&B, classic soul, and classic hits. It's a better variety of song after song to get your mind off last week and ease you into the next week. New week. New week. The new week. What? Were you playing footsie with Hellman?
No, he actually he was trying to get his he was trying to get his empty glass out of the studio, and
all he has in here is empty glasses, because you cannot have food or drink in here.
Yes, you cannot have food or drink in the WNRB LP studio. Another WNRB LP program is Host Swab.
No, I think that's the name of it. Name of the program.
Ah, this is the name of the program, which it is.
They have different hosts each day.
Ah, okay, I see. Which is in Hmong, so I cannot properly pronounce the program itself, but it is on every day on WNRB LP. Hmong programming from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Every show will discuss different topics that you want to know about. Tune into the station that gives you a voice for the voiceless. That is 93.3 FM WNRB LP.
Holy wow, what's right. going on?
Let me get in there.
There's like a giant circus coming on in here. Isn't that?
I don't know, but okay, we're done with the cross promotion, and wonder if anybody ever does ours. Also, on Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m., we've got a show about wisdom and rental issues. If you're a renter, or if you would like to rent, or you already are renting, or are going to rent in the future, Dr. Rent is the place to be. Rather, the person to listen to. Rather, the show to hear.
And someone stole his sheet from this envelope. This
or
fine
just misplaced
envelope.
It. We're not sure what happened.
I'm
so.
Going to say stole.
He's a rental property owner. And with the things he says, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind renting from the guy if I had to. So he's on 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays on this very station, your community station that hits the airwaves 24/7 with music, talk, and everything in between. WNRBLP. Well, it cannot be at the end of another installment of Conversation Digest.
I thought tonight went quite well.
Well, very well. We mustn't rest on our laurels. And hopefully we have a big announcement.
No more laurels resting.
We've got two pending announcements. We're not going to get into them right now. There's one related to the live stream. One related to a film that is about something that is near and dear to your heart. But listen in. We will soon have updates on both of those issues, probably next week.
With information you want to know.
And then you'll know about them, because we're going to tell you what those announcements are. But they're both pending, they're both developing, and I don't care to get into those issues right now, because they are developing. They are. It's like not quite like the paint drying and washing it dry. There's much more to it than that. These are both issues that if you're a fan of the station, if you're a fan of the programming and the people involved, this news will be exciting, to say the least. And at the very least, you will be excited. If you're not, then you're either...
You could be dead.
Well, you
if you're
could
not
be
excited.
Dead. Or you just don't care about things, and you're a pacifist towards excitement. Because you don't want to deal with
That's crazy.
So, okay.
Should we just kick it now?
Yeah, we'll be back next week at the same time on the same station. Conversation Digest, your gateway to the weekend. And your verbal extravaganza that happens each and every Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Don't forget to listen to Martial Law at 10 o'clock tonight.
Also, FamousAshtray.com.
If you would like to. WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, your community station that does what you need it to do. Whatever.
Just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now.
or go to the website famousashtray.com in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 maybe one more time.